All righty, so here we go. We're taking a look at partnership. How many of you like the idea of having a partner for life? And why? If you do like the idea of having a partner for life, why? If you prefer not to have a partner for life, why not? Taking a look at what Psychology Today is talking about, sharing with us with regards to that, and with a specific focus on what we really want from our partners. We talked about before the three of the major categories, warmth and trustworthiness as one category, vitality and attractiveness as a second category, and status and resources as a third major category. Now, just as a brief reminder that, just want to let you know that there were several, quite a few characteristics that fall under those three major categories. So, for example, just to give you a few, under the warmth, trustworthiness category, they're looking at the people are looking for someone who's considerate, someone who's kind, someone who's a good listener. There are quite a few now, but I just want to give you a few under each of these categories. Under the major category of vitality and attractiveness, some of the characteristics they're looking for are someone who has a nice body, someone who has an attractive lifestyle, someone who is confident. Then under the major category of status and resources, such characteristics as having a good job, having a nice house or apartment, and being generally successful. And let me throw in one more under that particular category, the appropriate ethnicity. Appropriate ethnicity, and that can be, again, beauty lies in is in the eyes of the beholder, the mind of the beholder, the brain of the beholder. And so for some people, appropriate ethnicity might mean any ethnicity, as long as I think the person is compatible with me. Whereas with other people, appropriate ethnicity may mean they must be the same ethnicity that I am. All right, so that's it. There were some other studies done by Fletcher and Associates in 1999 that confirmed and validated the three categories that we talked about: warmth, trustworthiness, vitality, attractiveness, status, resources. In addition, they also showed a relationship between these categories and actual partner satisfaction. And that is the key question. Okay, this is what we're looking for. Does it lead to partner satisfaction, or do we look for these and it doesn't make any difference at all with regards to satisfaction with our partners? It actually seemed to be a relationship between matching those categories up with partner satisfaction and choosing these categories, knowing what we're looking for, and actually being satisfied. And the more a partner matched an individual's ideals, the more positively the individual evaluated their current relationship. Shackelford, Smith, and Buss performed another analysis of mate preference dimensions in 2005, and they reanalyzed an older data set that contained mate preference ratings provided for 18 characteristics by several thousand participants from cultures around the world. Now, this is fascinating to me. You're really broadening the scope of this study now, looking at cultures from around the world. And that's impressive. That's interesting to me because, and I'm sure as it is with a lot of you, is this just the way Americans think? Or is this the way people in the West think? Is this the way people in the West think? Or is this the way people in Africa think too? Is this the way people in the Southern Hemisphere of Africa think? Or is this the way many people in Africa think? Is this the way people in the Middle East think? Is this the way, and on it goes. Cultures from around the world. And all the research found some similar categorical results as Fletcher and team from 1999. The larger data set seemed to indicate that preferences aligned on certain dimensions of trade-offs as well. I mean, there's a chance that we're not going to get everything we want, every ideal characteristic that we're looking for, right? So if you're not going to get every single characteristic, every trait that you're looking for, and you almost know it's going to turn out that way, you're just not going to get everything you're looking for in, say, the warmth, trustworthiness category. Because remember now, there were a lot, I don't know, maybe about 12 to 15 different characteristics making up that warmth, trustworthiness category. And almost the same thing for the other two major categories. So if you're not getting every detailed characteristic of each one of those categories, let's say out of the warmth, trustworthiness category, and let's say if they have 12 to 15 ideal characteristics, but you only, the person you're connecting with seems to only have six or seven of those. Are you willing to have that person basically give you a good trade-off by saying, okay, well, you don't have the other eight, you don't have the other nine characteristics that go in this category, but if you have some strong characteristics from the other categories, I'll be okay with it. Are you willing to trade off? Well, this is the way people basically indicated that they would handle this when they looked at cultures from around the world. When it comes to love versus status and resources, people make psychological trade-offs to seek out either a partner who is ambitious or has good financial prospects and is of high status, or who is loving and attracted to them. Dependable, stable versus looks and health. Mate seekers look for a lover who is primarily either stable and mature or good looking and healthy. When it comes to education / intelligence versus desire for home and or children, individuals pick a mate who is either more highly educated and intelligent or more oriented toward desiring a home and children. When it comes to sociability versus coming from a similar religion, people appear to either focus on finding a partner who has a sociable and pleasing disposition overall, or someone who has a similar religious background. Trade-offs. Let's look at some more about this tomorrow when we look some more at the whole question of partners for life. And starting tomorrow, and then probably picking up on Saturday, I want us to begin to take a look at prostitution. I think there's something to that that we may not really be aware of. Let's really delve into that starting tomorrow. Appreciate you all for joining me here on Speaking with Carl Thornton Jr. As your lawyer host, I want to remind you to really give a lot of attention, a lot of attention. Don't just give it a quick glance and you're through with it. Give a lot of attention to ways that you can let some of life's best moments come through you.